Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. Mark 16, 15 through 20. Thank you guys back in the booth. Just on it today and appreciate it. We got everything on needs to be on. We're all good. Hallelujah. That's wonderful, P, as I'm on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I told the Lord recently, I'm fed up. I'm sick and tired. Have you ever been there? Fed up, sick and tired, had it. You're just saying within yourself, one more trip around the mountain, I'm going to pull my hair out. And I told the Lord, I am sick of getting in this pulpit and polishing the silver. I'm fed up. I'm sick of it. I don't want to preach great messages anymore. I don't want to come in and deliver great messages with great wisdom. Notice how my own opinion of my... But hey, you know, if you're not honest with yourself, you're not going to be honest with anyone else. I'm fed up. You say, why are you fed up with it? Because that's not hitting the mark. It's not hitting the target. It's not getting at what God wants to get to. And I want to get to what God wants to get to today. I want to get to the bullseye. I want to get to what God is aiming at. And he's not aiming at continuously refining you and refining you. You've been refined, some of you, for decades. Hallelujah. God's after something else. And this little section of scripture I want to read you this morning, it's got the answer. It's got the answer. So listen. Listen to the words that Jesus speaks. Listen to what he says. Listen to how he says it, because he's talking to you and I today. And Jesus said to them, go. Everyone say go. Go. He starts with go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Everyone say, preach the gospel. I know you don't think you're a gospel preacher. I realize that. You're a pipe fitter. You're a school teacher. You're a mom. You drive a bus. You're an engineer. But if you don't know it, I've come today to tell you, you are a gospel preacher. You're a gospel preacher. That's what you are as far as God is concerned, regardless of your vocation. That is your vocation in heaven. And so the Lord starts by saying to us, go into all the world, preach the gospel to not being selective, everyone, hit everybody. Hit the people you don't think are interested in God, especially the people that you think don't want to hear about Jesus. Every creature, let God sort them out. The Lord's the one who deals with hearts. He knows how to cause that word to penetrate into people's hearts. When you're out sharing the gospel with people, you're not trying to save new friends for yourself. So you're not looking selectively to think, you know, who would I like to invite to my house? But the Bible says every creature. And he says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Now here we go, listen. And these signs will follow. Everyone say follow. These signs will follow those who believe. Or we could say these signs will follow those who go. You see, in Jesus' language of the gospel, to believe is to go. If you're just sitting in church week after week, you're not going. Going to church is not going into all the world. Come on, let me say that again. I know, Antonio, you know what I'm talking about this morning. Going to church is not going into all the world. The signs don't follow those who go to church. The signs follow churches that go, not churchgoers. God's looking for a church that goes, not people to go to church. Can you say amen? He said, in my name, they will cast out demons. Aren't you eager to see some of these signs and wonders? They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. They will drink any deadly thing. It will not harm them, will not hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In other words, the things that Satan lays on people's lives, God's just going to supernaturally peel them off. You will see the signs and wonders of the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God? Where the kingdom of Satan isn't. And so when the kingdom of God comes with its signs, it just starts pulling down the strongholds of the enemy and inserting the kingdom of light and of peace and of love and of grace. Those signs are to follow us. Those signs don't follow church going. They follow churches that go. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? This is my heart. I have wanted to shout this from the mountaintop for so long. I would like to just take take a giant bar and cram it into the cogs, the wheels of this church, and just throw everything into a sudden stop and say, let's just stop, let's reverse direction, and let's find out where God wants us to go. Let's go into all the world. Let's start being what God's called us to be. I just feel that inside of myself, we need to go. These seats would not be empty if we were a church that went. But if we're just churchgoers, this is what we get. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders are waiting for the goers. It says these signs will, help me somebody, what? Follow. That word follow really just jumped out and spoke to me. The word follow means, Terry, that someone's going somewhere. The signs happen as a follow to going. No going, no signs. Can I nail that theology down any stronger to you today? I should never have to say that again, although I am going to beat it like a dead horse from here on out. But I'm just telling you this morning, these signs that we crave, we got to stop coming to church expecting to see signs, because that's not how it works. That's not the kingdom. The kingdom goes. The kingdom is not static. Jesus didn't call disciples to be settlers. He called them to be pioneers. Our weekly gathering is simply a gathering of the pioneers. But we ought to be not only getting up from this place and going to the lost, we ought to be going while we're in this place, which means we're going out and compelling them to come in. The going shouldn't stop. This should not be a polish the silver session on Sunday morning. Although, if the silver needs polishing, you know we'll get it rubbed out. You know we'll deal with it. Because God wants us to do that. But that's not what church is for. Church exists to go. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. So notice that the signs don't follow church going. They follow a going church. And that's what I am thirsty for. I don't know. I can't tell you this morning that I know how to make that happen. God knows how to make it happen. But I know the starting point. It starts with desire. Everything in the kingdom of God begins with desire. One thing, David said, I have desired that also while I seek after them may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. You don't receive from God because you pray the right prayers. You receive from God because you've got desire when you pray. Everything begins with desire. Am I provoking some desire in somebody this morning? Because that's where I'm going. That's what I'm aiming at. I want to set your heart on fire. I want to get your guts churned up this morning. I want you to leave here today with a burning, overturning, churning fire on the inside of you. Lord, I don't know how to go, but bless God, I want to go. You've called me to be a goer. I want to stop being a church goer, and I want to be part of a church that goes. Can you say amen? And so the Bible says that after Jesus said this and he had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and he sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere. They did what he said. They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with accompanying signs. So you see that the Lord doesn't work with us because we come to church. He's a statue. When we just come to church and sing songs at Jesus, he's a statue. Just think of, you know, Jesus on the cross, big statue. We might as well just put a big old crucifix up here and we'll just sing at the crucifix. Is that what you want? I know that's not what I want. I've had it up to here with singing at the statue of Jesus. I want to come to Jesus and I want to see Jesus work with us. But I know he's not going to work with us if we don't go. I know that no amount of getting you just perfect and aligning you up, no amount of preaching and teaching the new covenant, the blood covenant, the altars and faith and all these other great messages, no amount of those things is going to bring the manifestation and the power of God into this church. And it's not going to put one person in these empty seats. It's not going to do it, because if it would, it would have done it by now. What's going to do it is we have to go. We have to go. That's what Jesus said, and he will work with us. Don't you want God working with you? Do you know why you and I don't have the level of joy that we should have? We're not going. The signs follow those who go. You have no idea how happy, how explosively joyous you would be if you were bearing fruit. If you were going and bearing fruit and sharing the gospel, even if only one out of 20 people you talked to about Jesus actually received Jesus, you'd be one heel-clicking, leaping, walking, rejoicing child of God, because you'd be going. And you know why you'd be happy? Because Jesus would be working with you. You'd feel him working with you. You'd see him working with you. You'd know he was working with you. Somebody say praise the Lord. Jesus' disciples were not settlers. They didn't settle in a church and then hope and pray and intercede. We need to form an intercessory group. We need to pray the lost in. The Bible doesn't say pray the lost in. Show me somewhere where it says pray the lost in. It doesn't say that, Antonio, anywhere. It says go out and compel them to come in. Drag them in. Go get them. Speak them. You're not dragging them around the neck. You're dragging them with compelling words of love and faith about the gospel. You go where they are. You be with them. You sit with them. You eat with them. You share with them. And you tell them what Jesus has done for you. You share Jesus with the unsaved. When you get up in the morning and it's your shopping day and you have to go to Walmart, instead of being a goer to Walmart, be a goer into the harvest field. God's wanting to turn Walmart into your hunting ground. He's wanting to turn Walmart into your ministry field. You don't have to get up and go to China. You don't have to get up and go to Africa. You don't have to get up and go across the county unless the Lord tells you. You're going enough. How many of you said, I need to slow down. I'm going too much. Jesus said go, but do you think he meant run around like a rabbit? Run around and work and run around and do everything, chase all these things, chase an agenda? No. When he said go, he was being specific. As you live your life, be an ambassador for Christ. Use every moment to say, Lord, do you want me to speak to this person? Do you want me to talk about Jesus? And then be ready, be equipped. Hallelujah. Woo, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling this today. Glory to God. I'm so sick of weeding and feeding. How many of you got a lawn? My lawn is terrible. It's terrible. And I could spend the rest of my life weeding and feeding my lawn. Pulling weeds, putting down feed. It's an endless task. How would you like it if at the end of your life, what did you do with your life? I pulled weeds. I fed my lawn. Weed and feed. Weed and feed. How many pastors like me are going to stand before the Lord and say, how'd you do with your church? I just weed and feed. I spent decades. Weed, feed, weed, feed. Hallelujah. I'm sick of weed and feed. You know what I want to see? I want to see multiplication. I want to see growth. We're trees of righteousness, Psalm 1 says, planted by the river of life, hallelujah, that we might bring forth fruit in season. We are not trees for Jesus to collect and groom. He is looking for fruit. The Bible says, Jesus said, go and bear fruit. Go and bear fruit. I know that many of you, if not most of you, feel you don't know how to bear fruit. That's why I'm going to share with you a couple of just practical things this morning. But I want to first stir a fire, a desire. I want to hit that spot in you where you could say, this is what I'm needed. This is what I needed. Hallelujah. You know, when I look at you, when I look at myself in the mirror, when I look at Faith Christian Church, I realize that many of us are not 21 years old anymore. How many of you started this race with Jesus when you were in your 20s? See your hands. Quite a few of you. How many of you are a few years past your 20s. Yeah, you know what? When I look at us, I'm sick and tired of delivering messages. Instead, I want to see into your heart. I want to look at you, and I want to hear what the shepherd is saying about you. I want to hear what Jesus is saying about you. What do you need? What does God want to say to Faith Christian Church? What does he want to say to our men, to our women? What is he speaking to us? And when I look at you, the thing that I realize is that many of us are older in a world that has changed dramatically since we were running for Jesus in our 20s. And too many of us are looking in the rearview mirror. We miss that. We think that's what should be happening again. We're looking back instead of looking forward. And the world we see around us, we don't recognize it. And to be quite frank and honest, we don't like it. But God still loves it. He loved that world then. And let me tell you, that world then wasn't all that either. So much of what is happening today was going on back then. What we love about what happened back then, you know, back in the day. You know what made back in the day awesome? The presence of Jesus. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The awesome one is here today. He worked then, he's working now. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. Stop waiting for things to be like they were then. You don't need anything to be like anything. You just need to follow Jesus. You say, where is he? He's out in front of you. He's never stopped being out in front of you. In fact, Paul said it like this, forgetting those things which are behind, reach forth to what lies ahead and press towards the mark of the high call of God in Jesus Christ. You want to be happy again? Jump in the harvest. Do now what you did then. Follow Jesus, share Jesus, preach Jesus. Don't worry about the gray hair, bald head. Don't worry about the lack of energy. You've got energy on the inside of you. You've got energy, hallelujah, you probably didn't have refined like you do now. Glory to God. If you and I were to use just a percentage of all the word that has been sown into us, if we were to act on it, forget about it. Are you listening to it? Forget about it. I mean, Satan wouldn't have a chance. Every time you walk down the street, he'd jump over on the other side of the street, cut a path around you. The unsaved would be running to Jesus. They'd be coming to Jesus. Get your eyes out of the rear view mirror. Jesus was wonderful then. Jesus is here now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Luke said, go into the highways and hedges. Jesus said in Luke, go into the highways and hedges and compel. People don't get saved because you've used mental gymnastics and you've dismantled all of their arguments. They get saved because you got in front of them and you loved them and you talked with them and you showed kindness, but you were not ashamed of Jesus and you used the name of Jesus and you said, Jesus is God. He is what you need. Do you know him? Would you like to receive him now? You see, people aren't going to get saved unless you give them a decision to choose, something to choose. And if it's just going to church, they're going to come in, they're going to go out. Are you listening to me this morning? Jesus said, compel them to come in. Think with me for a moment what that word compel might mean. I looked it up in its root form in the original Greek language. It literally means necessity. In other words, we are talking to unsaved people, the waitress at the table, refilling your glass of sweet tea. Can you take a moment and feel the compelling necessity of her knowing Jesus? She could have a heart attack next week. If she doesn't know Jesus, you know what's going to happen. God loves her. God wants her to get saved. Are you getting what I'm saying to you this morning? We need to start leaving this church going to work. Go to work for the kingdom of God. Go to work for Jesus. Share the gospel every chance you get. I know all of you are different. You've got different personalities. Use it. Use the personality. Use the way. Some of you are very, you know, are very compassionate type people. Use it. Like, say, Lord, show me how I can use that compassion. Some of you are bold. Lord, show me how I can use that boldness. Some of you are funny. There's a few of you that are funny. Lord, show me how I can use that humor to disarm people, to neutralize them, and help to make a bridge to talk with them, and then learn the basics of the gospel to be able to communicate them and share them with people. That's all it takes. The magic is in the Holy Spirit. He's the one who goes into the heart, touches their heart. He touches the hunger and the need. You see, the proof that Jesus is God, there really is a God. I was an atheist. That's how I know that there's a proof. The proof that there really is a God is that there is a hunger inside. And when they open the door of their hunger and need to Jesus, he comes in, people get saved. That's a miracle. That is a living proof that God, Jesus, is God. Hallelujah. Go into all the world, compel them to come in. Okay, so I'm going to talk with you for a few minutes in closing about how to be a witness for Jesus. Just a couple of basic things that if you leave today and you're going to go to the restaurant or something and you're like fired up over the message and pastor said, I need to be a church that goes and not just a church goer, right? So if you're going to do that, I'm going to give you just a couple of things just to remember, and they're so simple. And if you want, I can message this to you and you can literally get the points. Before I do, there's something else I've been wanting to say for so long, and I'm going to say it right here and now. When they do come in, never let a visitor come in and just sit by themselves without somebody loving them, without somebody greeting them, without somebody making an effort. It's good, shake your friends' hands, greet your friends, but seize the opportunity to be the light of Christ. Be the love of Christ. You don't know those people. Connect with them with the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. They may walk out and never come back again, or you may be, your act of connection might be the very thing that lets down that barrier. And the other thing I want to say to you, when that unsaved person who's been invited, they may be, let's say, in the process of giving their life to Jesus. They're interested. You spoke with them, and they've decided, I'm going to go to church where you go to church and just kind of find out what it's all about. So they've kind of got one foot in the door. They haven't prayed the sinner's prayer. They haven't given their life over to Jesus, but they're thinking. There's motion going on. How many of you got saved like that over a period of time? It was a process. It wasn't just a one-time, boop. Of course, most people, there's a process involved in them coming to Jesus. In that process, they're probably going to walk through a church door. They're going to walk through these church doors. People, when they do, please, 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 please let them find joy and life. Don't let them find a bunch of churchgoers sitting and just letting the program work itself out. And I'm preaching to me because I've been beating my backside up for a couple weeks. I said, I'm sick of preaching smart or clever messages. I want to start ripping some hearts open. I want to start speaking to some hearts and letting the power of the Holy Ghost move. Until you make people a little uncomfortable, nothing happens. They used to say in the Old Testament that no change ever happened in Israel until God made a prophet mad. And in the New Testament, nothing happens among God's people until a prophet, a pastor, an evangelist, or somebody, or a believer gets up, gets stirred up, and starts putting, speaking fire into people's hearts, and they get a little uncomfortable. Because you're not going to change anything in your life until you're a little bit uncomfortable. Am I telling the truth? You know I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lord. So please, when people come in, make sure this is part of your ministry. This is part of you going. You want to be one who goes? When you come to church, don't stop going. Go. Go to the altar. Go to the presence of God. Be what, when they come in, they should see you praising God with your arms stretched out. They should see you on your knees worshiping Jesus. If you're feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit in the presence of God, get down on your knees and just say, Lord, I just worship you this morning. Stop being a conformist. and start being a worshiper of Jesus. People need to come in here and see hungry Christians interacting with a present God. Hallelujah. That's going. So let's turn this church and turn our services into going experiences. How many of you think you know what that looks like? How many of you this morning could say, I think I can do that. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? All right, so here we go. How can I be a witness for Christ? Here's a couple of real quick suggestions. Number one, cultivate an intentional witnessing attitude. Just begin to cultivate an attitude about yourself. I am going to intentionally be a witness for Christ. I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to start by stirring up an attitude. I'm going to witness for the Lord, and the Lord's going to help me. But start with that attitude. Number two, let God's love show through you. Nobody's coming to Jesus because some hateful, irritated Christian who's fed up, not going to attract anybody to Jesus. Walk in the love of God. Let that love show. Number three, listen to people's story without rejecting the people. Get people to tell you their story. People love to talk about themselves. When they're telling you their story, listen. Don't condemn them. Let them see the love of God. Accept the person. You don't have to. Accepting people doesn't mean you're accepting their sin. You're accepting them because Jesus loves them. That's a good enough reason. Invite your neighbors over to your house for a Bible study. I mean, why in the world do you keep waxing your floors and polishing your china if you're not having people over to your house? What's it all about? Come on. Go to your neighbors. All right, you don't want to invite a bunch of strangers into your house. Go meet your neighbors, a couple of people, and just say, hey, get two or three of them and say, would you be interested in coming and having a little Bible study in our home? Now, if you don't feel like you could lead a Bible study, come talk to me or say, let's see if we can find a mature Christian church and be willing to come over. Do it for one or two or three weeks. See what happens. Have a Bible study in your home. Keep some gospel tracts on you. Find some good gospel tracts. Write your own. Write your own little story about how I came to Jesus. Y'all got computers and printers. Write it, print it out. Keep them on hand and share them with people. This may sound, here's the next one, very simple. Tell people Jesus is real. Tell people that Jesus is alive. There's something about a witness, an ambassador saying, I represent Jesus. He's real, he's alive. Jesus is real. See, you may be looking at them saying, they're ready to reject that. So you don't say it because you think they're going to reject. So what if they reject it? Do you know how many times I was nasty and rotten and mean? I wasn't just rejecting Christ. I was nasty about it before, bam, I fell. Hallelujah, like a tree before the Lord one night. Bang. See, just tell them Jesus is alive. There's something about it. The Holy Ghost will use that. Praise the Lord. Share how Jesus can enter their story. When they're telling you about their life, they're telling you about their story. Listen and just imagine, Lord, how could you get into this story? They're telling you about their tragedy. Tell them about how Jesus could comfort them. See what I'm saying? That's how you bring Jesus into their story. Share briefly. You don't want to go off and talk about yourself, but share briefly some of your story, your testimony, as it's relevant to theirs. And finally, don't forget this. Invite them to receive Jesus. Once you've done all that, don't just leave them there. Say, would you like to receive Jesus right now? Just ask them. If they say no, which half or more of the time they do, they've just been confronted with a decision they have to make. They're going to walk away from you, and that decision is going to be in front of them. They're going to leave you, but that decision is going to sit in front of them. That invitation, they're going to know, I have to make a decision. So, you know, close the deal, okay? Hallelujah. There's really four things to say to people if you're going to share the gospel. Share with them, number one, about God's plan. I know the world's crazy, but God created us to live in peace and fellowship with himself. That's God's plan. John 3:16, that's all you need to know. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that none should perish. Tell them that's God's will. God doesn't want you to perish. He has a life of peace for you. Number two, share the problem. Once you've told them about God's plan, share with them. But here's the problem. The problem is we're separated from God. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The problems in your life, the emptiness, the tragedies, all these things you're seeking, running, trying to fill your life, you're doing all that because you have fallen short of the glory of God. That's the problem. All your troubles are because you're not in fellowship with God. Three, give them God's remedy, the cross of Jesus. At the cross of Calvary, Jesus took your sins. He took your failures. He died for you, then rose from the dead to bring you with him back to life. And then number four, tell them about the response. Receive Jesus as your Savior. That's all you have to do. Just ask him to come into your heart. Give them those four steps. That is how you share the gospel with people. And you, like I said, I'll send this to you. Praise God. Now, if you think, I don't know if Pastor Nick knows what he's talking about. Well, I lifted that off Billy Graham's page on the internet, you know. So I figured Billy Graham knew what he was doing. Praise God. So you know that this thing works. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all you're doing is just, you're helping them to call upon the name of the Lord. It's not your job to unhomosexualize them. It's not your job to get them off of drugs. It's not your job to get them to stop voting Democrat. It's not your job. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Like I said, some of us have the gift of humor. It's not your job to make them change things in their life. They're living in adultery with their lover or whatever. It's not your job. Forget about all that. Leave that in God's hands. Your job is to get them to call upon the Lord. You don't clean fish and then catch them. Fish, Terry and I go fishing all the time. We're going this Tuesday, are we not? Honey, I'm going fishing on Tuesday with Terry. Have we ever pulled a snook or a redfish out of those waters and, oh, look at that, fillets. I caught two great big fillets. No. You catch the fish, then you clean them. The Lord, who's going to clean them? God's going to clean them. Just go. He'll work with you. That's all. Praise the Lord. That's all. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this morning. Now, I feel like I've delivered what God's put in my heart. And I'd like you to stand with me. And could we pray and ask the Lord in your life and in my life and in the life of our church, quite frankly, Lord, take us in this direction.